Are you thawing out, shaking off some winter stillness at the moment? Wisconsin classical musicians have some dance collaborations ahead, in this hour, and in days to come. No doubt you'll find a combination of rhythm and melody that will fit your own spring steps. Let's get started with a children's ballet, Jean's Fan, which came to life in the spring of 1927. Jean, in this case, was Jeanne de Bost, a Parisian hostess, patron of the arts, and manager of a ballet school. A friend of many composers, she gave 10 of them leaves from her fan with a request that they write a short dance for her students. The first performance took place in Madame's private home, with Maurice Ravel playing a piano transcription, but eventually wound up on stage at the Paris Opera. 10-year-old Tamara Tumanova made her debut with that ballet, 27 years before she performed opposite Gene Kelly in MGM's Invitation to the Dance. In January of 2011, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra invited members of the Madison Ballet on stage to showcase some of those dances with updated choreography, combining older forms with new. You'll hear nimble feet along with nimble strings, as well as graceful winds, bright brass, and colorful percussion riffs. After Maurice Ravel's opening fanfare, we have time for Jacques Ibert's exuberant waltz, followed by a canari, a leaping and stamping Renaissance couples dance reimagined by Alexis Roland-Manuel, and then a 17th-century bourré from the largely self-taught Marcel Delannoy. The sarabande, a slow, elegant court dance, comes from the pen of Albert Roussel, and we end with one sprightly polka by Darius Milhaud. Conductor Andrew Sewell keeps everybody together, celebrating many artistic partnerships with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
conductor Andrew Sewell, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, and the Madison Ballet, showing off all their technique and artistry with selections from the children's ballet Jean's Fan in a concert at the Capitol Theater in the Overture Center. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. The orchestra will be back in the Capitol Theater this Friday evening, along with cellist Amit Pellet, who will play Pablo Casals cello in Casals' own Song of the Birds, as well as in Robert Schumann's A Minor Concerto. More information at wcoconcerts.org. The opening fanfare of the collaborative ballet came from Maurice Ravel when he was a well-known member of the Parisian musical scene. We'll hear one of his earliest orchestral works after one quick trip to Argentina. I'm Laurie Skelton, and you're listening to Wisconsin Classical. This Friday evening, in the Promenade Hall of Madison's Overture Center, Stephanie Judd, the co-artistic director of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, will present a concert celebrating Latin American and Spanish culture. In addition to vocal and instrumental music, spoken word, dance, and an original art installation will feature in this multimedia event. Last summer, Stephanie gave audiences a preview, starting with Carlos Guastavino's Introduction and Allegro from 1973, a fine example of his distinctive blend of European classical music form and Argentinian folk melody. Next is Ángel La Sala, who was born in Buenos Aires, but promoted a great deal of musical exchange between his home country, Brazil, and America. In this three-part picture, Poema del Pastor Coya, from 1942, he sketches the lives of a pastoral tribe of shepherds in the Northwest, where the quena, an end-blown reed flute, is played.
Thank you.
two Argentinian composers from the 2014 season of Madison's Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society. Flutist Stephanie Judd and pianist Randall Hodgkinson with Ángel Lasala's Poema del Pastor Coya at the Hillside Theater in Taliesin in Spring Green. Before that, Stephanie partnered with co-artistic director Jeffrey Sykes in Carlos Cuestavino's Introduction and Allegro at the Playhouse in Madison's Overture Center. Both performances recorded by Audio for the Arts. The melodies and rhythms of Spain have an immediate effect on the listener. For Maurice Ravel, the influence took hold in childhood when his mother would sing folk songs from her native Basque region. One of his first major works for orchestra was the four-movement Rhapsody Espanol, which premiered in Paris in 1908 and was highly praised by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. Its opening prelude paints a night scene of highly scented flowers caught on a breeze and shifting shadows under moonlight. Two dances follow, a fandango from Malaga and a habanera that Ravel had originally written for two pianos over a decade earlier. It's wrapped up with a no-holds-barred festival that would liven up any Wisconsin winter, as demonstrated by Maestro John DeMaine and the Madison Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
John Demain and the Madison Symphony Orchestra, warming up Overture Hall in February of 2013 with Ravel's Rhapsody Espagnole, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. You'll hear more exciting artistic collaborations next Sunday afternoon on Wisconsin Classical. I'm Laurie Skelton, and you're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.